We all choose to make our homes in small communities here in Mendocino County and nearby points beyond, because that's all we've got, small communities and the rural areas in between. And on Thursdays at about this time, when we have tell of an experience that some one of us has had that reminded them that that's the way of life they have chosen, then I share that story with you, and we call it I Love This Town, because I don't know a lot of people who live in small communities who don't love the difference in the lifestyle of a small community versus big towns and suburbs. And that's a nice reminder once a week, that nudge, I love this town, which is brought to you here on the coast by Community First Credit Union, here for local good. Today, it's a story of a road trip that Sam and Joe took. You know, that's another thing. There's a universality there that it's often the choice for people who choose small town existence to visit other small communities. Kind of fun, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, okay, you want to go to a big town art exhibit or have family there or whatever. Sure. But drive along, say, Highway 49 through the foothills, for instance. That's a fun one. Or through mountain towns. Yeah, that's another one. Small town visitors to our communities frequently are also apparent by their way of acting, their way of interacting with us, because small town folk treat each other differently than you see in urban areas or suburban areas. So that's true here, and that's true when many of us visit somewhere else, like Sam and Joe did on their Highway 49 road trip. They passed through a few small towns, and at one, they saw a place they wanted to pull over and stopped in. Well, first stopped out. There was a woman sitting outside on a bench in the sun, and they asked her for some directions, and she gave them that. But the store looked intriguing, so they went in. There were actually four of them on this road trip, and I think all four of them found something that they will cherish inside. Sam and Joe both mentioned antique buttons and pins that they just had to have. So they did some shopping for a while, and they saw some other places that they wanted to check out. They ambled about town, and about a half an hour later, they were in another establishment down the way, and the woman who had been sitting on the bench in the sun came in the store. Said to Joe, "Is this your cell phone?" Sure enough, it was. Yeah. It's not remarkable to those of us who live in a small town. Of course that's what you would do. Maybe not so much in a big town. I mean, where would they look for you? I love this town. I do love my small town existence, and thank you for sharing that with me every Thursday. Now we're going to put that on the website. That's what we do. We make it available for podcast or streaming audio on the I Love This Town page at KOZT.com. And that is also supported by Community First Credit Union, here for good. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Joe.